that you don't see, who watches you so cautiously, the one who loves you.
Hey guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
Okay, so today we've got a lesson about finding seats. Now, I don't know about you, but I always have a lot of trouble finding a place to sit when I want to eat.
Mm-hmm. Especially in a food court at a shopping mall. So it's really difficult to find a seat. Sometimes you have to ask somebody, is this seat taken?
So you can ask many different ways, but this is the usual sentence that we use to ask if we can sit.
Mm-hmm. So we have a dialogue with Josephine, Noah, and Stefan, and they're trying to find somewhere to sit in the food court at a shopping mall. So why don't we take a listen to the dialogue?
That sounds good to me.
Dialogue first time.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Sorry, it's taken. I'm actually saving it for a friend, but I see a spot by the bar.
Good eye. I'll check it out.
Actually, the table over here is free. The guy next to me just left.
Thanks. Is this food court always this busy around lunch?
It sure is. There's a rush around 12, but it is quieter after 1:30.
That makes sense. I just wish it were easier to spot a table.
Don't we all? Anyhow, I've got to take off and let the next person have my seat. But it was nice talking to you.
You as well.
Dialogue, second time.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Sorry, it's taken. I'm actually saving it for a friend, but I see a spot by the bar.
Good eye. I'll check it out.
Actually, the table over here is free. The guy next to me just left.
Thanks. Is this food court always this busy around lunch?
It sure is. There's a rush around 12, but it is quieter after 1:30.
That makes sense. I just wish it were easier to spot a table.
Don't we all? Anyhow, I've got to take off and let the next person have my seat. But it was nice talking to you.
You as well.
Okay, so we just heard Josephine, Noah, and Stefan trying to find a place to sit down. And first, Josephine says, excuse me, is this seat taken?
So just like the title says, is this seat taken? It just means, is anyone sitting here?
Mm-hmm, yeah, nobody is taking the seat. Nobody is going to steal the seat, right?
No, not at all.
So it means, can I sit here, basically?
And actually, it turns out, Noah says, sorry, it is taken.
Mm-hmm, right. So this is why we ask the question, because sometimes people are saving it for a friend.
So saving it doesn't mean that I'm rescuing it.
Right. This is a little bit more like saving your money, if you can think of it like that. When you save money, you keep it. You don't use it because you're going to use it later. And in this case, it's similar to that. I'm not using the seat right now, but later when my friend comes, I'm going to use it for my friend.
That's right. And you see this really frequently when you're at the movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes if you don't have your own seat at a movie theater, you have to save a seat for your friend who's coming.
That's right. Or maybe they're just buying popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Or yeah, buying popcorn or in the washroom, maybe.
Okay, but Noah's really helpful because he says, I'm actually saving it for a friend, but I see a spot by the bar.
Okay, so a spot. This is like a place, right? Kind of, it's small, right?
Exactly. Here, spot is kind of like an empty place.
And the bar? This is like for drinking alcohol, like beer?
No, not at all. But a bar is just kind of the style of table.
Okay, so everybody sits on it's like a long table, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a long, high up table, and you kind of have these high chairs.
High chairs, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah, for sure. Okay, so then Josephine says, good eye.
Good eye. So it doesn't literally mean that your eyes are good.
Right. I mean, it kind of means that a little bit. If you're good at finding something or seeing something, we say, oh, you have a good eye, or good eye.
So for example, if I was looking for my cell phone and I just couldn't find it in my room, but my friend finds it, then I can say, good eye.
Yeah. Sometimes in Vancouver, we have movie stars here, and they're sometimes hard to find, but if you see one, oh, good eye, you found him.
That's right. But someone who has a good eye also might have good taste. So, for example, one of my friends has a really good eye for fashion.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good example. So Josephine then says, I'll check it out.
Check it out. So this is not checking out of a hotel,
no.
But it just means to go look at something and to see if it's like, I don't know, free or good or not.
Mm-hmm. You're going to find out some information about this, right?
Exactly.
So does Josephine go to check it out?
She was planning on it, but actually another man, Stefan, says, actually, the table over here is free.
Oh, okay. So Stefan found a table that is not taken nearby. And he says it's free? Like, freedom, not in jail?
So free actually means that it's available, that no one is sitting there.
Right. So a free seat, a free table. Nobody is there, so you can sit there.
And it's free because the guy next to him has just left.
Oh, that person just left. That person is gone, is done. So Josephine says, oh, thanks. Is this food court always this busy around lunch?
So food court, you probably are all very familiar with this. It's kind of a place in maybe a mall or a department store where you guys all eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that area where everybody meets. And yeah, it's true. It's always busy, especially around lunch.
Just a note here, we just say lunch a lot of the time. We don't need to say lunchtime.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting. It's true because at dinner time or dinner, people go home, right?
That's right. So it tends to be busier at lunch.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And that's what Stefan says. He agrees. So he says, it sure is.
So you could just say it is, but here he wanted to make it stronger. So he said, it sure is.
It sure is. Like, I am so sure, 100%. When you agree, you could say that. And he also says, there is a rush around 12, but it's quieter after 1:30.
So rush in this situation is not like you are running or going anywhere in particular.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you might know the expression rush hour.
Right, and that kind of means when everyone is on the road and they're driving to work.
Yeah, in the morning from, I don't know, 7 to 9 maybe, and then in the evening from what, like 5 or 6?
Yeah, 5 to 7 I'd say.
Yeah, that's rush hour. Everyone's rushing, they're busy, they're in a hurry.
That's right. So here there's a rush at the food court. So there's a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but after they're done, it gets quieter.
Quieter. This is another way to say that it's not busy, right? Because if it's not busy, then it's not very loud.
Yeah, for sure. So if you talk about a restaurant or a coffee shop that you like to go to, you can say it's a really busy coffee shop. And if there are not many people, you can say it's a quiet coffee shop.
I don't know about you, but I always like the quiet ones better.
For sure. Or if you are the owner of a coffee shop and somebody asks you, oh, how's your business these days? Is it going well? Then you might say, no.
It's a little quiet.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay, but Stefan has just explained this to Josephine. So Josephine says, that makes sense. I just wish it were easier to spot a table.
So we saw spot before. Before it was a noun, but now it's a verb, right?
That's right. So spot just means to find, and we often use it when something is difficult to find.
Yeah, difficult to find or difficult to see. Like before we said good eye, that expression, if somebody is good at spotting things that are difficult to see, then you might say, oh, you have a good eye.
But you can spot many things. So for example, one of my friends maybe spotted a mistake I made when I was writing.
Oh, yeah. It's sometimes difficult to spot those mistakes. So Stefan says, don't we all? Now, this is like a question, right? But it's not really a question, is it?
No, it's not. So don't we all? This kind of just means that don't we all believe that? Don't we all want that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the actual meaning is, we all want that. We all wish it were easier to find a table, to spot a table.
So the next time someone says, oh, I wish that I could win the lottery, you can say,
don't we all? But Stefan says, anyhow, I've got to take off and let the next person have my seat.
Take off. So you can kind of think about this as an airplane. An airplane takes off.
Yeah, it goes into the air from the ground. It takes off. It leaves the ground, right?
That's right. So when we're talking about leaving, we can also say, I've got to take off.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty casual, right? It's you wouldn't say this to your boss, maybe in a formal letter.
No, you wouldn't. But if it's maybe a friend or maybe like a nice stranger, you can say, I've got to take off.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And let the next person have his seat. What is let here?
Let is kind of giving permission or kind of giving something to someone.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You're kind of making them have it, but they want it, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so for example, if my friend and I are having lunch and he forgot his money, I let him have some money. So I basically gave him some money, right?
That's right. You can also maybe let someone have your table, for example.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So that's what they're doing here. He's letting the next person have his seat.
That's right. But he's got to go, right? So he says, it was nice talking to you. And Josephine says, you as well.
Mm-hmm. So you as well. This is a very nice expression, very kind. And it just means...
you too.
You too. So if you want to make you too sound a little bit more nice, a little bit more formal, but it's still okay, right?
Yeah, exactly. But you might want to use it more with your boss as well.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. So I think I'd like to hear that dialogue again. Would you as well?
That sounds good to me.
Dialogue first time.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Sorry, it's taken. I'm actually saving it for a friend, but I see a spot by the bar.
Good eye. I'll check it out.
Actually, the table over here is free. The guy next to me just left.
Thanks. Is this food court always this busy around lunch?
It sure is. There's a rush around 12, but it is quieter after 1:30.
That makes sense. I just wish it were easier to spot a table.
Don't we all? Anyhow, I've got to take off and let the next person have my seat. But it was nice talking to you.
You as well.
Dialogue, second time.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
Sorry, it's taken. I'm actually saving it for a friend, but I see a spot by the bar.
Good eye. I'll check it out.
Actually, the table over here is free. The guy next to me just left.
Thanks. Is this food court always this busy around lunch?
It sure is. There's a rush around 12, but it is quieter after 1:30.
That makes sense. I just wish it were easier to spot a table.
Don't we all? Anyhow, I've got to take off and let the next person have my seat. But it was nice talking to you.
You as well. Okay, guys. As I said earlier, I always have trouble finding a seat when I'm at the food court. What do you normally say when you ask people if you can have their seat?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I'm usually a little bit shy about asking to sit next to somebody. I like to have some space when I eat at the food court, especially if it's really noisy and busy. And another thing, when you finish your lunch, do you take off and let the other person have your seat, or do you relax a little bit before you go?
Let us know, and we will be waiting for your comments.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
See you then.